Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
All righty, welcome aboard on a depressing afternoon. After watching the Miami Dolphins go down in flames 30-28, we are coming to you live, of course, from Sports Grill here in Miami Lakes. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you're hanging in there on a rough one because, my Lord, this was rough. This was pretty tough to watch. It was a frustrating one. You know, in a way, this game has been what Dolphin football has been for 20 years now. When the offense works, the defense does it. When the defense works, the offense does it. When special teams can make a play, the offense can't complete it. You know, it's been a cycle that has been frustrating to kind of, you know, follow, you know, throughout the last couple of decades. That's why I've always said, you know, I feel bad for young fans because they have not had any success. They haven't experienced anything. And today, you know, on a day where I got to tell you, it was kind of set up in a way for Tua to win a lot of people over because the two interceptions were terrible. You know, the first one, the Durham Smythe, you don't throw a pass to a tight end that's a blocker and covered by two guys. Plus, he was covered in a way. There wasn't even a window, an inkling, it was a bad decision. Now, later on in the game, he throws it to Gesicki, who's double covered, but Gesicki is an athlete. So that's a guy that you can take that chance with because he's got a chance to win that battle. Durham Smythe does not. So bad decision by Tua in that one. The other one, he's getting sacked. And, you know, Saban talked a lot about how Tua's injuries at Alabama came a lot from holding on to the ball, trying to make a play, and then he gets sacked and injured, right? So in this one, he's getting sacked, and you got to live for another play. And he's young. He's got to learn how to do this. And so today was kind of set up for him in a way to win a lot of people back because – this was actually a nice test for him. He dug himself a hole, but he was able to dig himself back out of that hole again with the two touchdown drives. You know what I mean? And then that would have actually looked really good overall because people would have been frustrated with it. But then you see the fact that he can drive you right back down the field and get you those touchdowns. Now, the second one obviously was on a short field too because of the turnover. But still, it was set up perfectly. But unfortunately, typical Dolphin football. The defense makes 3 straight stops before all of this craziness, right? Now they need a stop, the most important stop of the game, and you can't come up with it. And that is Dolphin football to its T for the last 20 years. Not one side of the ball can count on the other side of the ball to complement each other. You could talk about complementary football, but you're never going to get it. I'm not saying you're never going to get it. You never get it here in the last 20 years is my point. You know, hopefully 3 weeks from now they get complementary football. Hopefully 3 years from now they get complementary football. But it does not happen in the last 20 years. That what you saw today is the same Dolphins that we've watched under Gase, under Sperano, under all of these guys that have been here, man, over the years. It's the same exact football. It's a team that is ill-prepared. It's a team that doesn't have enough talent. It's a team that's poorly led by its coaching staff. And this is why you're 1-6 now, 30-28. And Tua, again, the two interceptions, it's – you know, the numbers, you look at the numbers, 32 of 40, 291 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions.
Think about that. Okay? 32 of 40. So he missed on 8 passes. 2 of them were intercepted. There were a couple of drops, right? Preston Williams had a drop. Preston Williams has a drop in every game, right? By the way, I'm really at the point where, like, why does Preston Williams even have to be on the roster anymore? Seriously. I'm at that point. But the guy missed on 8 passes. 2 of them were turnovers, and he had a couple of drops. I know he had another drop in the game. So think about that. Half of the 4 passes he missed. It's a pretty clean game. Obviously, the 2 turnovers were brutal.
It was Shaheen that dropped one.
Shaheen,
also.
That's it. That's right. That's right. He's unvaxxed and he's unreliable. I got you. Yes. So, I mean, it's just, it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating. It really is frustrating. And again, kind of typical Dolphin football. A moment where even the quarterback had an opportunity to kind of rise above all of this. And he did his part. But unfortunately, the defense didn't do their part. So nobody's going to look good. Because if you didn't win the game, then Tua contributed to the loss. I can't. If the defense gets the stop, then we can say, hey, everybody came through. Tua overcame his mistakes. But unfortunately, the mistakes are what helped, you know, defeat you in the process. It's just frustrating, man. And this is Flo's defense. And X-Man, let me tell you something. X-Man is stealing money without a gun and a mask. Okay? Stealing money without a gun and a mask. Even the interception he got, you saw it. It was pretty much dumb luck. But he got burned over and over and over again today. And I go to my Twitter feed at Big O Show. You can watch. So X now, you know, he has what we call shadow man coverage. You know how when you run, your shadow is like maybe 6 to 10 feet away, stretching out? That's X. X is your shadow. Now, you know, normally you want to really shadow a guy by mirroring the guy, right? No, but in X's case, shadowing means he runs with him, but he's like 5 or 7 yards away. By the way, Leon Fresco, before these super chats disappear, because we got a lot of people on the chat board, Leon, thank you. He says at least next week will be the end for CamFlo. Oh, yeah, it's Buffalo. It's going to be ugly next week. I'm wondering if we should do, you know, next week is our last week here. Then we move over to Bird Road. So should we have kind of like a funeral procession next week when we do the show? Everything in black? I mean, it's against the Bills. I mean, it's going to be assassination. AH360 says, sorry, not buying in on praising Tua for good numbers against Jags. Hey, my brother, I'm not selling it to you. You don't have to buy whatever you don't want to buy. Appreciate the super chat, but I'm not here to buy, or I'm not here to sell it to you. Fact is, the kid played a good game, but he made 2 brutal mistakes that contributed to the loss. Those are the facts. He didn't play a bad game, but he made 2 incredibly dumb mistakes. Especially the second one was really stupid. And I'm sure when he comes to the podium, Tua has to say the same thing. But, I mean, 32 of 40 is pretty damn clean. I still think he can be the guy, but you're asking him to carry everything, and it's just hard. He's not that guy. He's just not that guy. You know what I mean? It was rough, man. It was rough to watch. A rookie Kyle Pitts bodied him. I'm over the Tua experiment. Chris Greer is stealing money like no other. Could have used a better pass rush today. What the F? What the F? Will Jalen Phillips start to maybe at least add a little pass rush?
Let's see. Biggest problem for me is Tua has looked way better in 12 games than Tannehill did 7 years, and it seems his leash is way shorter. Well, it seems like they already got rid of him. I mean, they don't put the rumors to rest. That tells you all you need to know. Flores could easily come out.
Vegas Dave, I'm a self-made, self-paid millionaire.
Flo could easily come out and say, hey, I don't know what all these reports are. We're not interested in trading for Deshaun Watson. He doesn't say that, right? Because they want to leave themselves open to it. So there's a reason. Big O, I'm such a baby because the Dolphins make me cry. Well, listen, Anthony, we're all babies, bro, because the Dolphins make us all cry, man. Big O, why do I stay in this dysfunctional relationship? I'm sorry. I'm out on Tua. The team is taking turn on who blows it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not so much about the out on Tua thing. He screwed up today. I mean, he screwed up, but he did a lot of good things, man. That run he took, that third and, what was it, 15 to Gesicki. He made some throws, man. He did some stuff that I like what I saw from the kid. He made two brutal mistakes. But that's kind of what happens when you're on a terrible team and you're constantly, you know, behind the eight ball, as they say, trying to catch up. What about 73 Jackson? That dude has a big hand in undoing of the offense consistency. He needs to be benched. Start Hollins at wide receiver number two. Well, you're preaching to the choir. I've been wanting Mac Hollins in there, and he scored the touchdown. And Austin Jackson, it's death, taxes, and an Austin Jackson holding call. Guaranteed, bro. Guaranteed in life, death, taxes, and Austin Jackson holding. JD Diesel, thank you, sir, for a little love on the super chat. He says, very sad. You're right, brother. It is sad. It's very sad. Big O, so how was Sports Grill? At least, my brother, it was great. It's great. We had a good time out here. People had their brunch. So a lot of people had breakfast. I had a little, chicken and waddles. Waddle, by the way, played well. Victor Huertas, thank you, sir. Giving us a little love on the super chat. Remember, you can send in also a donation through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show is the address. Cash Big O Show is the address. We get 100% of the donation there. Here on the super chat, we get 70. Victor says, hilarious, you said an assassination for next week. It is. We're going to get assassinated, abolished, trounced, routed, just terrible. I'm scared of the Buffalo game next week, man. Terrified. Isn't that game on the road, right? Because we already played them here. Oh, my God. It's on the road with those crazy bastards diving on tables that are lit on fire. Because that Bills Mafia, those people are crazy. They're straight up crazy. Gus 1388 says, hey, oh, funeral next week. We will have a view after the wake or something. Yeah, we will. Have a good one, fellas. Sorry about the Dolphins letting on. Hang in there. But, you know, that's the beauty about all of us hanging out here at Sports Grill. Because at least we can, you know, support each other, remind each other how much we suck, hug each other, shake each other's hands, you know, and just hope that one day it'll get better. We hope so, at least. We're waiting. And Flo yet? Not yet? They got players on? Okay. Big O, ball placement is really bad. How many times wide receivers, running backs, tight end had to wait for the ball? I thought it was pretty good overall, considering what he has to do. I disagree with you, bro. I thought they were pretty good the ball's thrown. And by the way, he has no time. It's like an immediate decision that he has to make right away. Tanner Olson, thank you for a little love on the super chat. He says penalties absolutely killed this team, and the defense always outcoached. That's Flores. Everything's on Flores, dude. Everything is on Flores. The whole thing he did with the offensive coordinators this week, I lost a lot of respect for Flores. You know, I'm losing confidence in Flores, but I didn't lose respect. This week when he came out and he flat out lied about the offensive coordinator stuff, which is just ridiculous. Like, serious dude, you're going to lie about that. So now for serious stuff, nobody's going to believe you anymore. Something silly like the offensive coordinator. Look, man, if it's not one person and it's three people making calls and Charlie Fry can make the last call if he wants, then just say it. Now we find out about it and it makes you look like an idiot because you've been lying to people the whole time and telling them, no, Godsey makes the call and Fry only relays it. Now we find out that Trent Dilfer wasn't lying. And then and what did I tell you guys last week? I think Flo reprimanded Charlie Fry, and that's why he that's exactly what it is. Charlie Fry opened his big mouth, told Trent Dilfer. Dilfer then told the nation, and then it made Flo like an idiot. So Flo went back at Charlie and said, no, you can't do this. You can't be talking to the media, dude. You're out. So you're not calling plays now. So now Godsey's calling the plays. I got to say something. You know, now that I think about it, it was actually a better called game today. They were able to move the ball after their first drive at one point early. Yeah, just because Tua threw the interceptions doesn't mean it was a bad call. Okay, we got Flo. Oh, Cam Flo talking to the media. Let's go.
He put us in position to win the game, which is at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for from the quarterback. Obviously, some plays he wishes he had back, but overall, I thought he did a lot of good things.
Create some energy or a spark, and it seemed like that worked. Just kind of, and then you talk about the resilience of this group, but kind of shined in that moment, in that drive.
Resilient. That's definitely a word I would use for the group. Like I said all week, it's a slim margin for error. We're on the wrong side of that for a lot of reasons. Starts with me, obviously. We're on the wrong side of that margin. We'll continue to talk. We'll continue to talk about it. But at the end of the day, we gotta produce more on the field. And I would say we've had some opportunities. We had some today. We didn't take advantage.
What do you think about this team? What message to the team, considering the position the team is in at 1-6?
Yeah, I mean the message is. The margin for error is slim in this league. And, we need to eliminate, some things that we're doing. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, run game, pass game, run defense, pass defense, field goal block that are the difference between, 3 points, 7 points, no points. That's the message. They know it. They understand it. Situations arise. Our opponents are taking more advantage of them those situations than we are, and we know it. We understand it, and we're just not doing enough. Really, in any phase, I shouldn't say that. We do some good things in one phase, and then we're just not putting it together. I think the end of the game is a perfect example of that. Offense goes down, scores, gives us an opportunity, and then turn around defensively. We can play the complimentary football. We need to close the game out.
20 years of that,
and that's the difference. And I think there's some instances where we did stop him, and then we did get the ball back, and then it just we didn't, not enough.
Brian, we've heard you speak about liking the system that you guys have in place, but at 1-6, where is the line between staying the course and things needing to change?
I think the line is that the margin for error we're talking about. Are the things we're doing enough to get us on the right side of that margin? You know, do we understand those situations? Do we understand, without getting into specifics, hey, if we make this play, this play, this play, and this play, the game's different. Whether or not we understand those things, and I think we do. We're just not making those plays. So we got to find a different way to try to teach those, that awareness. To try to help them execute better in those situations, and we'll just keep applying pressure to those guys to get it right. They want to get it right. That I know. As far as we're always looking for better ways to help this team execute and have success. We'll continue to do that.
On the network telecast during this game, they said that this week Charlie Fry pulled Tua aside and tried to help him focus on just this game and not the outside speculation that we've all heard. I know you're reluctant to talk about coach-player conversations, but what can you tell us about Tua's ability to focus this week and how much of a challenge he faced as opposed to maybe just a quote-unquote normal week?
I had a conversation with Tua about, all that was going on. Same conversation we've been having for a little while, which is he's our quarterback. His focus needs to be on, our team, what we're doing. In this case, it was Atlanta. That day, whatever we were doing that day, third down, red zone, 2-minute. And understanding that there's some outside noise, some outside distractions, but, let's do everything he can to focus. And I think he was able to do that. And I thought he did a lot of good things today.
Brian, we've seen this team have good performances in the fourth quarter trying to come back. Why is it that the Miami Dolphins are not able to carry that over to the next game, to next week? What is the challenge there?
Yeah, every week's a little different. The opponent's different. The schemes, the concepts, the players are different. So every week's a little bit different. And I would say, this team this year, we've done things in spurts. Played, some good offense in spurts, some good defense in spurts, some good things in the kicking game in spurts. We just haven't been able to string anything together consistently. Something we've talked about a lot as a team, and we're just not getting it done right now.
Brian, Jalen Waddle, 6 catches, 6 first downs, or he had a first down on each catch.
Yep.
So he's produced, he's being what you want. But how much conversation was there before the draft about Pitts?
We talk about, a lot of players. He was selected before we picked. So there was conversation about him. There was conversation about a lot of players. Obviously, he's a very good player. But we're very happy with Jalen, and the players we selected.
Last question, Brian. I know hindsight is 2020, but is there any regret on not taking that 5-week
call in the game? No. I thought I thought our guys were. Had juice, had energy. They were ready to go. I thought we got off to a good start. We just—I don't think energy, and I don't think that played a role today. We just, a lot of missed opportunities. I think it's a lot of things we could have done better. A lot of things we could have coached better. I think it's pretty clear. You watch the game. It was this play, that play, that play, that play. And then there's a lot of plays that you probably, you guys won't see that I'm sure I'll, you know, we'll watch tomorrow, show up and say, hey, if we would have, you know, got to the right route depth on this or played the sticks defensively on this or made this block inside, you know, we would have sprung a run. But unfortunately, you know, we just didn't do enough. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That's the head coach, Brian Flores, addressing the media on several things. First of all, Malby 2014, thank you for a little love in the super chat. And Gotti 4453, appreciate it also, just in case before they disappear. We got 1,000 people already on the chat. Please, by the way, there's 1,000 people on the chat board. Make sure you smash the like button, okay? Let's hit 1,000 right now on the chat board. So please, everybody, smash the like button. Really helps in growing the show, exposing the show to others. Let's go over some of the things that Flo talked about, because I'm really interested in talking about this. First of all, he talked about the conversation he had with Tua about what's going on. And he talked about how, you know, he's got to focus on what he's got to do right now and all of that. That's really easy for Flo to say, because the rumor isn't that Stephen Ross is talking to such and such coach to take over for Cam. How about if that was looming over Cam's head? That Stephen Ross is talking to another coach that's unemployed right now, and he wants to hire him to take over the Dolphins right away. And people are reporting that. How do you think Cam would look? How do you think he would feel? So it's really easy for him to say that I've had this conversation with Tua, and he's got to focus on what he's got to do this week. Well, let me tell you something. How that is an absolutely bogus statement. It's only human nature to think about, okay, so if you're married to someone and that other someone is banging somebody else, all right? But then they stop banging them and you have your discussion, all that. You say, no, this isn't going to happen again. Is it going to be going on in your mind? I think so, right? I think so. And so the Dolphins continually have sex with Deshaun Watson all year long, all offseason, and then you got to turn to your quarterback and say, oh, honey, you're my only one. I'm not sleeping with her anymore. I told you it was over. So it can't be easy. So think about this. Tua has to worry about a fan base that's turned on him, a coaching staff that doesn't believe in him, a front office that's trying to trade for somebody else, and yet you want him to do everything that you need him to do as a quarterback. That isn't easy, man. And yet he's kind of overcoming all the crap around. But the problem is if the coach doesn't come out and actually say, we're not interested, then this whole thing lives, and it lives, and it breathes, and it's a disease. And look, there's no doubt Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback. But Miami's going to have to give up a bunch just to acquire him. And they don't have what Deshaun Watson needs to succeed here now. Deshaun Watson is going to get killed behind this offensive line. He won't end up being the answer because you don't have the team. And in the end, Tua is not going to be your answer because you don't have the team either. I almost like feel like I know how this story is going to end. And I hate to think about it. You know why? Because I see the Dolphins, if they do make this trade, right? This is so Dolphins. You give up a bunch of picks. You get Deshaun Watson. You trade off Tua. He becomes a great player somewhere else because he goes to a coach that actually knows how to use him and put the right pieces around him to have success. And then you watch Deshaun Watson come apart here because he took a beating behind a terrible offensive line.
And then we're complaining about everything else. We're complaining that Watson broke down, you didn't protect Watson, and you gave up all these picks, and now where are you? It's just, you know, when I'm watching X basically play half-ass out there on the field, when I'm watching what supposedly is the expertise of Brian Flores' defense constantly fail, when I'm watching a circus at the offensive line, offensive coordinator spot, where you had a revolving three-man congregation calling the plays, and now you got exposed publicly for it because you lied, and now you look like an idiot trying to fix a stupid problem. And then I watch Flo on these press conferences, and he has no answers. Oh, we got to coach better. Oh, we got to, you know, prepare better. You know, when we have an opportunity, we're not taking advantage. The other team is taking advantage. Well, my brother, that's you. You're the coach. So don't come onto the podium, you know, Cam Flo, and tell me, oh, wait a minute. Our players are playing hard in practice. They're not making mistakes in practice. They're not fumbling in practice. None of it makes any sense to me. You know what I mean? You can rewind, right? A little bit. Give me a minute. Let him go. Let him go. Anyways, he's not going to say anything, but let him go. We'll get to it in a minute. But I'm just saying, it's one of those where you look at what's going on right now, and this falls on Flo because he's made a mockery of everything. How he's handled the quarterback position. He brought Tua in too early last year. He screwed up. The kid wasn't ready. An offensive coordinator with 1,000 years more experience told him, and yet he went and did whatever the hell he wanted to do. And he almost got the kid re-injured in the first game against the Rams when Michael Brockers slams him to the ground. And guess what? You put Jesse Davis at right tackle, and he almost got the kid killed again, and this time he broke his ribs. And by the way, he's playing, still recovering from fractured ribs. So recovering from fractured ribs, he takes on a tackler to get a first down and breaks a tackle. The incompetence showed by Brian Flores in these 7 weeks is Cam Cameron-like. I will argue with most people on this. The biggest problem right now on the Miami Dolphins is Brian Flores. Okay? It's not personnel. It's not the players. It's not Tua. It's Brian Flores effing everything up. Every aspect of this team has been effed up by Brian Flores. The general manager tries to help him, the guy that hired him, and he says no. He gives him fits. He says, no, I want Brissett. He tells him, here's Eric Flowers. No, I'm going with the young guy. The other guy, Emmanuel, whatever the hell that they cut, helping another team, a veteran runner, not a veteran lineman, not here. Kyle Van Noy, not here. Bobby McCain, not here. Everything that they've tried, even his own guy trying to help him. So you know what's going to end up happening, right? Brian Flores is going to be so bad, he'll get both of them fired. That's all. When and how? I have no idea because Stephen Ross is pretty patient. But I'm telling you, the biggest problem on this team is Brian Flores. He has been terribly exposed in these 7 weeks. And all it took was, you know what? One word, expectations. Once this team had expectations, he was done. Because now there's pressure. Now you've got to win. The first two seasons, it was, oh my God, they won. Wow, what a surprise. Now they're expecting it. It's different. I mean, just look at how things are constantly handled. And it's Brian Flores. That's the problem. Cam flow is the problem. Hector Fuentes says we're screwed. Yeah, unfortunately. Art of the Sport says, I'm so tired of people acting like getting Watson will fix everything. Amen to that, dude, right? This team has enough talent to beat Atlanta and Jacksonville. Coaching needs to be better. Way better. Way better. Coaching is it's really bad now. I'm close to telling you that this might be the worst coaching staff I've seen in 20 years for the Dolphins. The Cam staff, there's actually a couple of decent coaches on it, but not enough. It's close. It's close. It's bad. It's really bad, folks. Really bad. Let's see. Tua showed moxie by throwing the interception and then coming back the next drive and scoring the TD. This defense is absolute garbage. They can't stop the little sisters of the poor. True. Very true. Austin Jackson still sucked. Hey, at least Austin Jackson is consistent. Right? He consistently is terrible. And he consistently commits fouls. Holy crap, that guy is money for penalties. Diane says, may as well keep suffering for my team while I still can. Watson here will end all of that because I won't be a fan anymore. And I've been a fan for 26 years. So silver linings and all of that. A woman pissed off that Watson gets acquired. Shocker. You know how many women are going to be pissed about that? You know how many women are going to be disgusted with the Deshaun Watson move? That's the other thing. The amount of bad PR whatever team acquires him has to absorb early on because he has to be found not guilty. But even found not guilty, people are still going to feel there's something slimy about it. Tua has a defeated look on his face, yet he still puts the team in position to win, and defense can't stop anybody. We could have really used Kyle Van Noy today. Tom Wilson with the Mad Dog line, a stench of cow manure hovers over this performance by the Dolphins. Michelle Davis says, whether a five-team win or losses, it takes the whole team to get to the end, including the coach. There's always something negative said about the coach, but when a team and a coach do not connect, it shows. You know, Michelle, we were talking about this. Maybe Flo is in the process of losing this team. I mean, look at the way X plays. This is the guy that was fighting for X. The GM, he cut his deal. He wasn't paying him. But Flo wanted him. Flo wanted him paid. Look how he rewards Flo. I mean, X is an embarrassment, dude. You can't trade X fast enough for me on this team. Get his bum ass out of here. Marco Rock says, Big O, I truly hoped Flores was the guy for many years, but everybody knows you win and lose in the trenches. He failed to shore that up with Greer.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. Can't argue at all with that one. Dolphins' ongoing mediocrity has turned me from a fan to a customer. I can't support this dumpster fire Dolphins team anymore. I'm abandoning the Dolphins bandwagon. Damn, Dan. That's rough, bro. I don't even get rid of the Marlins. And they don't even try. Fire flows ass. I don't care if we have to tear it all down. Get his money, Big O. Oh, yeah. If Flo wants to give me his money, let's go. You want some of Flo's money? We got people in the restaurant that want the money. Let's go. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Wow. The Bengals. How about that? Zach Taylor, who was like the QB coach here, is doing a better job in Cincinnati than Flo is here in Miami. Oh, God. It's so bad, man. It's painful. It's painful that we continue to be in this position. It's painful that we're constantly in this. It's groundhog year. Scott Wallers, by the way, on Venmo. Thank you, sir. Tua's just average. We will never win a Super Bowl with him. Small, slow, weak arm, not athletic. Durability concerns. Make the trade for Deshaun Watson. The draft picks have not worked out. I'd rather go for a surefire top five quarterback. Will he last, Scott, is the question. Will he last behind that line? Marino, thank you, sir. Flores and Greer need to go. Ross should order them to stop using money or future draft picks. If the new GM and coach want Watson or Rodgers, so be it. Marino and Tua were pretty close in the pregame show. In the pregame, by the way. We'll show you that video. I'm going to show you that video of Marino and Tua before the game. We're going to hear from Tua. Let's take a quick break. Frankie Fresco, thank you. A little love in the super chat. He says Van Ginkle is trash. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two is next.